This is Sunday Best. My name's Andy Heaton, surprise host. Hi, everyone. I'm joined this morning to review the weekend's results so far by Martin Fitzgerald and Mike Bancole. They cancelled press conference extra, so they had to shoehorn us in somewhere.
It's a big reunion.
This is a big day for us. You know, they cancelled our show, but we live to fight another day. We are still around. You can't get rid of us, guys. You cannot get rid of this triple act.
Mike, I think we should talk about the press conference.
Should we just do it?
You know what? I was thinking about the whole cancellation thing yesterday, and like, I think there's certain degrees of being cancelled. So like, and the worst level of cancellation is GB News. So we haven't been cancelled that far. So what I was thinking was, like, you never see anyone who's currently successful end up on GB News. It's always someone who's been sacked by ITV or Sky or BBC. So is there like there's like tiers of cancellations in there?
Yeah, and let's be clear here. We're not Greg Wallace.
We are not Greg Wallace.
But we're in the cancelled wheelhouse.
We are.
We've been, now I know what it feels like to be cancelled.
You know what was really, really funny/strange about the Greg Wallace thing? 2 days before the story broke, I put on one of my social feeds, I don't know what it is, but that Greg Wallace doesn't have come across as a wrong one. And then 2 days later, I mean, what can I say? Who knows? Did I have inside info, or was I just lucky? Anyway, subject matter. Sunday Best, yet. So we're going to look at the results so far and have a little look at the games that are going on today, and obviously the pick game on Monday night. But we're going to go through chronologically. So we'll start Friday night. An inauspicious start to West Ham season again. Graham Potter of West Ham just seems a bit of a mess. Chelsea turned up, absolutely hammered them.